I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Iraq's oil industry suffered two attacks today. Insurgents blew a hole in one of Iraq's major export pipelines for the second time in 48 hours. And gunmen also killed the security chief for Iraq's northern oil fields. Ghazi al-Talabani was shot on his way to work. Yesterday, a pipeline in northern Iraq was bombed. The escalating attacks have crippled Iraq's oil industry, the country's only source of independent revenue, just weeks before the scheduled handover of power. To understand the short and long-term implications of these attacks, we turn to Jamal Qureshi. He's an oil analyst for PFC Energy. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
First, help us out with a bit of geography. Where are the major oil fields in Iraq, and where are the export routes for getting the oil out of the country?
Think of Iraq as two oil-producing countries, in a sense. You've got the northern region around the city of Kirkuk and numerous small fields around that area, and then a pipeline runs out up north and then through Turkey to the Mediterranean coast. In the south, you have a large field called Rumaila, which is near Basra, near the sea, and that produces the majority of the oil down there. It's a much more compact region, but it produces about four times as much oil as the north.
Today's attacks focused on the southern oil fields. How badly were they damaged, and how long will it take them to get back into action?
It appears to be fairly severe damage, similar to an attack that happened last month that knocked out a similar amount of oil. They're talking about 7 to 10 days, possibly, to repair, which was similar timing to last month. Pipelines are, relatively speaking, fairly easy to repair. This is not something that takes months to repair like some other surface facilities are. And there's lots of expertise from around the world in fixing these things. Colombia is a place that comes to mind. They've literally had pipelines bombed hundreds of times a year.
And what's happening to the north and the oil fields there?
Similar security problems. In fact, most of the sabotage until recently was up north. It was a bit surprising, actually, that the south had not been hit sooner. It was far more significant. It's clustered in a smaller area, so in a certain sense, easier to hit. Of course, the insurgency had been much heavier in the north until now. The fact that it's spreading south and that people are targeting facilities in the south is a worrying sign.
Who's behind the attacks?
Like most things, it remains murky. You'll constantly hear the two refrains, Saddam loyalists, Al-Qaeda. Beyond that, nobody has been able to really determine.
Does it appear that they're well organized, though, in the way that they're able to strike at the heart of these terminals?
It would certainly appear so. I mean, there's been a lot of coordination. The bombs go off at fairly regular intervals. They've increased security, for example, in the north over the last few months, and there have been fewer numbers of attacks. Nonetheless, when they want to hit a critical point, they've repeatedly been able to do so.
And is the focus on oil intended to send a message? Because, you know, from the outside, it looks like it's counterintuitive. You're cutting off the country's lifeblood, the only independent source of revenue.
But what you're showing is that the occupying power or the transitional government or whatever power is in place that you don't want in place is not able to protect their own economic lifeblood.
How important is oil to Iraq's recovery?
It's absolutely crucial. I mean, this is approximately 80% of the government's revenues. You only get a small amount from other sources, including U.S. aid at this point, which won't last forever, obviously.
And a shutdown like this, how much does it cost?
A complete shutdown like we're seeing right now would cost probably $300 to $400 million per week in lost revenue.
How will this shutdown affect oil prices outside of Iraq?
At first, there was a small spike in prices, about 50 cents a barrel up, but that eased away quickly. What's happening right now is that the rest of OPEC is pumping a lot of extra oil. The market sees that, and that's weighing more heavily. What this does really is it slows down the pace of the fall in prices.
You know, earlier this spring, the country was close to returning to pre-war oil production levels. In March, they almost hit that point, and it's fallen off with these escalating attacks. How long will it take before they get close to that point again?
It's almost entirely an issue of security. They have the ability to produce at pre-war levels. So everything is tied up right now with the violence and the political transition that goes along with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jamal Qureshi is an oil analyst for PFC Energy.